Jonathan, of all the things you have studied and investigated, what thing fascinates you the most?
I have to say it's the singularity archetype, because it is giving us some real information about what we can expect as we approach the event horizon. It does make certain predictions about trends that we see happening right now, but that also may happen in far more astounding ways as we approach it. And in one of them that turns up in so many of the dreams and in the science fiction stories is something that I call Homo Gestalt. And that was a term that first turned up in a science fiction novel called More Than Human by Theodore Sturgeon, in which there was a telepathic bond between a group of sort of mutants. And this is one of the things that we see happening on a technological level with the internet, for example, and with mass communications, where we're kind of wiring into each other. It's something that haunts the popular imagination. For example, in the Star Trek world, the Borg is a Homo Gestalt. It's seen in a rather negative way. They travel around in these cube-shaped things. It's a world that doesn't seem to have many positive aspects of the feminine. But in many of the versions, the Homo Gestalt is seen quite positively, and we have this fear that you, when it's viewed fearfully, you get something like the Borg, where you will be assimilated and your individual identity is lost. But in many of the visions of Homo Gestalt, such as in the Dune books and in certain people's dreams, individual identity is fantastically expanded by connecting with other psyches in a way that is not possible right now. And, you know, in the animal world, group telepathy seems to be more of the normative reality. In flocks of birds and schools of fish, we see that animals have a great connection to that field of information, which is why they avoided the tsunami. But it served a great evolutionary purpose for us to be encapsulated in our own psyches and cut off from telepathic interpenetration, because it produced individuality, something that you don't see so much with a school of fish or with a hive-like organism like many insects. Having a firewall, even if it's a leaky one, between us and contact with other psyches created this tremendous engine of novelty, the human psyche. And a lot of what developed was richly pathological, a lot of it was negative, but a lot of it was brilliant. And that's why we created this astounding technological world and so forth. But we have reached the end of the line with that egocentric development. Our technology is just too dangerous for it to be in the hands of people who are looking out for number one, or who are not connected with the harm that they are doing to other members of their own species and other species. And we are on the verge of that egocentric firewall breaking down. And a lot of what's reported in your show is about the breaking down of those walls. And that trend is going to intensify greatly as we approach the event horizon.
David from Orlando wants to know about psychic dreams. How often do you need to do this in order to perfect it?
Well, I'm not sure what he means by psychic dreams, but I believe that it's to everybody's advantage to try and recall their dreams every single night. This is the whole other side of our incarnation, and it is as great a amputation or loss of a function as losing your eyesight to not remember this whole other aspect of your incarnation. And people can work on that just by expressing the intention before they go to bed that I'm going to remember my dreams, and to keep being persistent with it, and keep a notebook and a tape recorder and maybe a gentle light source if you're going to use a notebook, not a 100-watt bulb, so that when you are awakened from the dream, you can write it down or record it without losing it and having it dissolve, as the overwhelming power of sense impressions tends to overwhelm the dream.
12/21/2012 could be the ending of the age of Pisces and the start of the age of Aquarius. Does that mean anything? That's from RJ in Highland, California.
It absolutely does. This is where Western astrology intersects with 2012. Just about every culture seems to recognize something about galactic alignment, and seems to recognize that galactic alignment is the turning point where one age ends and another begins. And it's very hopeful because it suggests that the cycle of darkness is about to turn over, like with the winter solstice, into an increase of light. And we may be seeing some of that already.